And John Taylor is with us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to talk about the week-ending news in the economy. Some last-minute looks at Christmas sales, John.
Yeah, we get some more insight into that. We talked about that a bit yesterday. The insight today comes from Best Buy. Now, we know Best Buy, of course, has been struggling. We know that the founder and the former chairman of the company has been trying to put together a deal to buy the company and take it private. But anyway, they've been struggling. But they reported their numbers for, that is, their sales numbers for the 9 weeks ended January the 5th, so it's really a two-month period there. U.S. same-store sales were flat. That may not sound like much to be excited about, but actually Best Buy is saying that's really good because it reversed the trend of the last several years. Their international same-store sales were down about 6.4%. And this market, this morning before the market opens, its stock is responding positively, up about 4.8%. But the stock's been under a lot of pressure. We also got some numbers from Toys R Us. Now, it's now a privately held company, but they reported some disappointing sales numbers for the holiday season, saying that one of the things that was down substantially were sales of video games. This morning, we get the first major bank reporting earnings. We know that we're in the early stages of earnings season. Wells Fargo, now they're the number four bank in the country, but in terms of mortgage lending, they're number one. They reported that they made $5.1 billion. That's $1 billion better than they made the same time last year. They reported, they say, quote, robust loan demand. Their revenue was slightly below Wall Street's expectations, but their earnings were 2 cents a share better. But for some reason, the market doesn't like it this morning. The stock's down about 2% pre-market trading before the market opens. And here's a bit of good news if you're looking for something that our government finally does right. We know all those things that we refer to as QE, quantitative easing, that the Fed did to stimulate the economy, keep us from going completely under back during the crisis that began in 2008. Well, you're aware of the fact that the Fed has bought literally hundreds of billions of dollars of mortgage bonds and government securities and all sorts of things. Well, they earn interest on their massive portfolio. The Fed's balance sheet is $2.9 trillion. That's $2 trillion more than it was back before the crisis. They've been buying mortgage securities and et cetera. Well, they just returned a record profit to the U.S. Treasury. They wrote the Treasury a check, well, not literally, but you know what I mean, for $89 billion of profit that the Federal Reserve returned to the Treasury. That breaks the previous record of $79 billion in 2010. So at least there's a bit of good news there. Now, on the employment front, we kind of get some mixed numbers this morning. American Express saying that they're going to cut 5,400 jobs, mainly from their travel business. They say that what's happening is that consumers are shifting more and more to online portals for booking their travel plans, so they're going to eliminate those jobs. They're mostly non-revenue-generating jobs. American Express says they're going to take a $287 million hit related to those job eliminations. On the other hand, Ford Motor Company says that they're going to step up hiring. They're going to hire 2,200 engineers in the next year. This is in addition to the 8,100 salaried and hourly jobs that Ford added in the previous year. Also, Honda says they're going to add some new jobs in Ohio in terms of white-collar jobs, as does so the automakers are really kind of picking up the slack. And the good news is not only are they adding production workers, but because of the advances in technology, all the things in your new car that are high-tech, they're having to recruit and hire high-tech people, including engineers.
That's good news, John. You've got some good news for us this week.
It is, and next week's going to be a very busy week. Lots of economic data, consumer price index, et cetera, and a ton of earnings reports next week.
All right, John, we look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.